Cape Talk, your WhatsApps.
Your WhatsApps on 072-567-1567.
Any given time, you're more than welcome to join the conversation. 18 minutes now before we get to 3 o'clock. My name is Abs. I'm standing in for Pippa Hudson on Lunch with Pippa Hudson. And we're looking forward to having a conversation with you, as you've heard. 072-567-1567. That is then your WhatsApp line. We're going to be talking about education now because, I mean, choosing the right subject in matric can be quite a daunting task for many teenagers. How do they decide on what subjects that will be best to achieve their future goals, especially when that decision must be made when one is still learning and growing up? So last week, there was a fair degree of concern that was sparked among local parents following a circular that was sent out by the WCED titled the revocation of designated list of subjects for the National Senior Certificate. The circular spoke to the changes in the subject weighing of matric subjects as they apply to candidate applications for university entrance to tertiary institutions. Now, this can be quite tricky. And so to help us then clarify the issue and allay some of your concerns, we are joined on the line by Brona Hammond, Director of Communications at the Western Cape Education Department. Welcome to the show, Brona.
Good afternoon and good afternoon to your listeners.
So let's talk about the changes. What has changed, you know, and when will this change be implemented? Why was the change so important to implement?
You know, we've got subjects. Let's just look at the subjects that weren't on the designated list. So as you know, previously you had certain subject combinations that you needed to get a bachelor's. And this basically says that those other subjects are not now on the non-designated list. So you had subjects like CAT and IT. Can you hear me?
We are with you.
Oh, yeah, sorry. So the phone line just went dead. You got subjects like CAT and IT, which are very important subjects that were on the non-designated list. So if you had a subject combination where you took CAT and IT, civil technology, for example, and consumer studies or tourism, you would not get a bachelor's. So basically this means that those subjects that were on the non-designated list are now included and the subject combinations are not required as such to get your bachelor passes. However, the important thing to note is that universities will still have their own requirements and subject combinations that they require for university entrance. So it really doesn't change anything much except for the fact that certain subjects that were not on the designated list are now on the designated list. But the requirements in terms of the pass rate, in terms of achieving 50% in four subjects, still stands for any of those subjects. So it's just giving a bigger status to those learners, an equal status, I should say, to those subjects, I mean, that were not on that designated list.
Okay. Does it then impact the learners who are currently in grade 12? 10 to 12 now?
No, the good news now is for those learners, because it is implemented on the 1st of October 2018, and as you know, we've got learners now writing the NSC right now. So the good news for those learners that did not have the subject combinations that would get them a bachelor's, if they do still meet the pass requirements as per the assessment policy, then they now can qualify for a bachelor's. They might not, so someone who took that subject combination in 2017 wouldn't qualify for a bachelor's, but those that did now in the senior certificate will be able to qualify for a bachelor's.
And if we talk for, you know, pupils that, you know, okay, let me put it this way. Does this then imply that pupils can then take the same subjects as before? So we're talking four compulsory and three choices. And will it carry equal weighting except for life orientation?
Yes, so all the subjects will carry, so that's basically it. Except for life orientation, all the subjects will carry equal weighting in terms of the requirements. You still would need 50% on four subjects, including your first additional language and maths, lit or maths. However, now those requirements still stand, but it just means that those subjects that were not in that basket, for instance, are now equal weighting to geography, which was in the designated list, and CAT was not in the non-designated list. They both mean the same thing in terms of the bachelor requirements, and the pass rates will still remain the same.
Would it be fair then to say that this means then a bachelor's pass is then calculated using whatever subjects you did best in?
Yes, yes. So now they will take your four best subjects. If you get you need a pass requirement of, it's quite complex. You need a pass requirement of 50% in four subjects, including your home language and maths, and then in two other subjects, any subjects. Now, those subjects, so before there was a designated list and a non-designated list. Now, those subjects, all subjects are now on the designated list, and you still need the 50% requirement for two subjects, plus if you get it in the four subjects, except for home language, it's 40%, and first additional language, it's 30%.
Okay, Bruno, we've got a quick question from Jean in Fishhook. Jean, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and thanks so much for taking my call. I've got the situation of a student who did not get the 50% in all his designated subjects, but did in other subjects, and I'm not talking about life orientation. And this was about 2 or 3 years ago. Would he now qualify for a bachelor's?
No, because if he did not get the 50%, he wouldn't qualify as a bachelor's. He still needs to get the 50%. But if he did get the 50% and he did, let's say he wrote in 2015, and he managed to get the 50% in CATS, which was on the non-designated list, it would now be included as a bachelor's. You can actually continue your studies as a bachelor pass rate if you go and rewrite that subject and get the 50%.
No, he did get enough 50s, but they weren't all designated.
Okay.
Well, if he got enough 50s, then he would be able to qualify.
No.
But he has to go rewrite the ones that were on the non-designated list.
Okay. Jean, thank you so much for your call. Unfortunately, we've just run out of time. I'll take whatever else you have and we'll try to push it through to Brona. Brona, to you, thank you also so very much for joining us on the show and clearing some of those issues up for us. A very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. I'm sorry. It is quite a complex thing with all the percentages and that, but it means a good thing for the subjects that were not on the designated list. And CAT and IT are important. We are going into the fourth industrial revolution. You know, we need these subjects to be a higher status, and it does not mean anything towards your actual pass rate in terms of the quality of that pass.
And if we need any more information, we just go to the Department of Education site, right?
Yes, you can, or you can phone our 021-467-2000 number. Look, I want to just add that you're going to see probably an increase in bachelors this year because of this. So don't see that as a huge surge in quality. It also there will be a difference. We know that. So.
All right. Thank you so much, Brona Hammond, Director of Communications at WCED.